With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are learning more about the 31-year-old California man who allegedly opened fire Saturday night just outside the Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was underway. President Trump and the First Lady, along with a host of high-ranking Trump administration officials, were there.
Minutes before shots were fired inside the Washington Hilton, the suspected gunman sent writings to family members that railed against Trump administration policies. Cole Thomas Allen referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin in those writings. He made repeated references to President Trump without naming him directly and complained about a range of administration actions. He also left behind a trail of social media posts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House reconvenes today. Lawmakers may take a vote on a bill that would fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient that's sought by the U.S. That is a pledge to abandon its nuclear ambitions.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Last night, strong storms that swept North Texas left at least two people dead, and there is a lot of property damage. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 80 points, and NASDAQ futures 21 points higher. This is SRN News. A huge national landmark has broken ground in the United Kingdom, paying homage to the power of prayer. Unlike any other landmark, the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer will be an interactive experience for visitors to hear real stories of how God has answered prayers from around the globe. The Eternal Wall Landmark is a vision of Richard Gamble. He spoke with Laurie Tratup of SRN News.
We talked to you a couple of years ago, and things were hopeful but not exactly happening. Bring us up to speed and tell us where things stand right now.
We've moved from hopeful to it's happening. It's a completely different paradigm now because we are now building the largest Christian landmark in the world, in the heart of the United Kingdom, right next to the most Muslim-populated part of the country.
People wanting to learn more about this project or to register their own answered prayers can go to eternalwall.org.uk. This is SRN News. Growing number of cash-strapped blue states, Maine among them, are pushing higher taxes on top earners, but there are warnings that the strategy could backfire.
Critics are calling it a risky strategy, pointing to Maine's recent hike on top earners to 9.15%, now among the highest in the nation. They argue these policies could drive wealthy residents, including small business owners, out of the state, shrinking the tax base. With states like California and New York already near the top, opponents say lower tax red states stand to benefit from the migration.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says lawmakers in Illinois and New Jersey are weighing new millionaire taxes, while Washington State already has enacted a 9.9% rate on top incomes. King Charles to arrive in Washington today. It's a four-day state visit to celebrate the United States' 250th anniversary. More details, SRNNews.com.